Sheriff, what's the latest on the investigation regarding the house explosion in Wilson earlier this week?
Well, the investigation was conducted with our criminal division here at the Sheriff's Office and the Niagara County Fire Investigators Group. And we have determined, we're quite certain that it was a propane leak. As most people know, propane is heavier than air. So the propane probably gathered in the basement, a large quantity of it. And then at some point early in the morning around 6 o'clock, some type of appliance or something with some type of spark, you know, was either turned on or used, which would have ignited the gas, causing the house to explode.
How do you go about determining something like this? What's the process?
Well, I'm not real familiar with fire investigation. I leave that up to our experts that we have, but they spent many, many hours down there looking at the pattern of fire, damage within inside the residence, and certain damage to certain walls inside the basement. And, you know, they were able to determine it. It certainly took a lot of gas to be able to take that house right off its foundation and, you know, throw it hundreds of feet in all directions.
So the belief is that this gas accumulated in the house, in the basement at least, maybe?
Yeah, we're thinking that there was some type of a leak that we haven't determined yet where the leak came from, but the house was run by an exterior 500-pound propane tank, which you find in rural areas because there's no gas at the road, natural gas at the road. So the alternative is a propane tank. And for some reason, there was a leak in the line, which obviously introduced a large quantity of gas into the house, and then there was some type of spark. It would need a spark to ignite it, because the flash point is very, very high on that.
Have the investigators been able to talk to the family? Were they able to shed any light on this?
They have talked to the family, but as you know, they're traumatized, they're injured, they're dealing with a lot of grief at this time. You know, we hope to talk to them some more, but at this point in the investigation, we did have a conversation with the family, but and we were able to tie up some loose ends on where everybody was in the house and what had happened in the day or two prior, but we're really not giving out that information at this point.
Okay, there was a report that they may have smelled some gas the day before. Anything on that?
Yeah, that is correct. That they did report that they smelled gas the day before, and they did make a phone call to their vendor. But the content of that phone call and what happened is something that we're not releasing at this point.
And I know you don't want to get into too much detail about, you know, where the family was, but can you tell us, were they awake at that hour? Were they sleeping? You know, can you tell us anything about what they were doing at the time of the explosion?
Yeah, it's a standard two-story home with bedrooms, obviously, on the second floor. They were in, I believe it was four bedrooms. They were throughout the four bedrooms, and then one of the children were in a finished basement bedroom at the time of the explosion.
Where does the investigation go from here? Is it closed, or will you continue?
It is not closed. From our end, we're trying to find out how the gas leaked in, number one, and what ignited it. Those are the two questions that we have. And it's also being investigated, obviously, by the insurance company, their homeowners insurance. They have a team, a legal team, as well as a fire investigative team on the scene as we speak. And then the vendor, NOCO, who provides the gas, they also have both a legal team and a fire investigative team there that are looking at it as well.
Is criminal liability being considered anywhere here?
It's always considered in cases like this. It is something that we always look at. I can't imagine there's going to be criminal liability, but you know, we don't take anything off the table until we complete the investigation.
And how long do you think that might take, Sheriff?
It could take a few more weeks at least to be able to find the valves and you know, the necessary equipment that we think we need to inspect to see what caused the leak.
Sheriff, finally, you know, this has been quite a week for the community of Wilson. Generally, your thoughts on what happened and the response, I guess, in that community?
I'm not surprised. You know, that's my hometown. That's where I grew up. Although I don't know the Johnsons, I know many of their friends. I'm just not at all surprised. It's been overwhelming support, both spiritually and financially, and everybody's offering any kind of help that they can give to the Johnson family. It's been great, and sometimes you see that in small towns where everybody knows each other. But, you know, it extends way beyond Wilson, too. I know that the Buffalo Bills have been involved helping the family. I know that, you know, AT&T has been involved. Many of the different vendors that we deal with on a daily basis have come forward to try to get some sense of normalcy back for the Johnson family. And of course, ECMC in Buffalo is always fantastic, and they've been very good to the family as well.
Sheriff, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Jim.